Hey everybody, Taylor Reed here, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom to kickstart your day. Ever feel like you're juggling a million things at once? Like the world's throwing everything it's got at you and you're just trying to keep your head above water? I get it. We live in a whirlwind of constant demands, notifications, and pressure to be on all the time. But here's the thing. Taking care of your mental health isn't some self-indulgent luxury, it's absolutely crucial for navigating this crazy ride we call life. And trust me, I'm not just spouting some feel-good platitudes. Stoicism, at its core, is all about resilience and finding inner peace amidst the chaos. It teaches us to focus on what's within our control, our thoughts, actions, and reactions, and let go of the things we can't change. And that, my friends, is a game changer when it comes to mental well-being. So, buckle up, because today we're diving deep into why prioritizing your mental health is not just important, it's essential. Think of this as your daily pep talk, a reminder that you matter, and taking care of yourself is the ultimate act of self-love. Here are 5 key takeaways to keep in mind. 1. Acknowledge your feelings. Don't try to bottle things up or pretend everything's peaky keen when it's not. Bottling up emotions can lead to a buildup of stress and anxiety, making things worse down the line. Stoicism encourages us to acknowledge our feelings without letting them control us. It's like having an emotional thermometer. You notice the temperature, but don't let it dictate your actions. 2. Practice mindfulness. Ever find yourself lost in a spiral of thoughts? You know that feeling when your mind's racing and you can't seem to switch off? Mindfulness is about bringing your attention back to the present moment. It's like hitting the reset button on your mental chatter. Take a few deep breaths. Focus on your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, taste, touch? This simple practice can help calm your mind and bring a sense of clarity. 3. Challenge negative thoughts. We all have those pesky inner voices that whisper doubts and insecurities. Stoicism teaches us to recognize these negative thought patterns and challenge their validity. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? Is it helpful? What evidence supports or contradicts it? By questioning your thoughts, you can start to break free from the grip of negativity. 4. Focus on what you can control. This is a big one. Life is full of uncertainties, things beyond our control like traffic jams, unpredictable weather, or even global pandemics. But focusing on what we can control, our attitude, our actions, our responses can empower us and reduce feelings of helplessness. 5. Cultivate gratitude. It's easy to get caught up in the hustle and bustle and forget to appreciate the good things in life. Taking time to cultivate gratitude can shift your perspective and boost your overall well-being. Think about the people you love, the experiences that bring you joy, even the simple pleasures like a warm cup of coffee on a chilly morning. Let me tell you a story. Last week, I was feeling overwhelmed with work deadlines and personal commitments. I was starting to feel that familiar sense of stress creeping in. I took a step back, remembered these Stoic principles, and decided to focus on what I could control: my attitude, my time management, and my responses to challenging situations. I started practicing mindfulness, taking short breaks throughout the day to breathe deeply and ground myself. I also made a conscious effort to appreciate the little things: a beautiful sunset, a heartfelt conversation with a friend, even just a delicious meal. And guess what? By shifting my focus and cultivating gratitude, I felt a huge difference. The stress didn't disappear completely, but it was manageable. I felt calmer, more focused, and ultimately, more resilient. Remember, taking care of your mental health is not a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength. It's about honoring yourself, investing in your well-being, and showing up as the best version of yourself every day. So, what will you do today to prioritize your mental health? Share your thoughts with me on social media or leave a comment below. And remember, you're not alone on this journey. We're all in this together, striving for that inner peace and resilience. See you tomorrow for another dose of Stoic wisdom.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.